Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It's a Thursday. It's brutal outside. Thank you so much for listening to us, Chad Hartman, Dan Cook, Adam Carter, News Talk 830 WCCO. We will be here until 3. I have my little cough back, and I'm very, very excited about that. Jason DeRussia is with us at 12:35. Ron Gardenhire, one of 3, now newly inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame, along with Cesar Tovar and Dan Gladden Guardi on the show, 1:35. Joe Freiber on jury selection and day one of the federal trial of the three other officers, Lang, King, and Tao. Not Derek Chauvin, has already reached a plea on the federal charges involved in the death, murder of George Floyd. Joe is with us, 205, and it's a double shot of coaches and managers. Chris Finch on the Timberwolves, and Chris with some honest comments about Karl Towns and his perpetual inability to control his emotions on display once again. So, Mr. Finch, we recorded that interview because they are in the air very soon. We'll play that again at 2:35. You can follow us on Twitter at AC830, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO. It's just a matter when Dave Hutchinson is out as the sheriff of Hennepin County. Because even if he lasts, and I've been told by people who know him well, that as of recently, he had zero intent on stepping down. But something, some events would have to change beyond what I see is realistic over the next 6, 7, 8 months for Dave Hutchinson to be reelected as sheriff of Hennepin County. Adam had it. He's lying. And I understand well that every single one of us is capable of making mistakes, some level of mistakes probably every day, and some very serious mistakes. And how we choose to give forgiveness, there's not uniformity to it. And we've had that conversation many times, the three of us, how it works out, how some are given that grace. Some of it is how he or she handles it or they handle it. How popular is the person? What is the profession? What did the person do? So trust me, I am not one to say, hey, you screw up in anything in life and you're out right away. That's absurd. He is the sheriff of the biggest county in the state of Minnesota. And I would say, too, if anybody thinks this is an axe to grind, you are 1,000% correct. Dave Hutchinson told us repeatedly before he became the sheriff, big fan of the show, listens to the show all the time, always was available to this show. came on and I think was more pointed on this show than he was most other places. Numerous mutual friends. This is nothing personally against Dave Hutchinson. This is the responsibility of the job. You are driving over 120 miles an hour while drunk. You have a weapon. You have another bottle in your vehicle. And you lie, because Adam had the audio. You lie about, I'm not driving. No, absolutely not. His quote, absolutely not. So when someone else is there, when the officers are there, they need to start looking for somebody. They need to see if someone is in serious need of help. Because Dave Hutchinson, who's drunk, whose blood alcohol was 0.13, by the way, after not exactly agreeing quickly to whether a blood sample or urine test, the arrest is at 2:35. The urine sample is at 5:15. So it doesn't match right away with how he was at the time of this extraordinarily dangerous decision to himself and to others. And I know others, thankfully, I've never been arrested for DUI. I know others, we've seen the reports ourselves, or others who sadly said it's not instantly, right? It's sooner because there are ways to get it done quicker. This wasn't real quick. He has to go. You can't make these decisions with that responsibility. And I get it. It doesn't matter at all. His or her job when someone is behind the wheel driving 126 miles an hour drunk, because they could be a radio show host, they could be a sheriff, they could be president, they could be a bartender, and they could kill themselves, they could kill others. But then the repercussions of what happens by this act, by this dangerous, selfish, and very possible act driven by an addiction. Because I do not want to dismiss the power of addiction. It's out there in so many different ways. And I hope everybody who faces that has an opportunity to address it. Doesn't mean you don't face challenges and potential loss of life over actions that you chose to make. If he has an addiction issue, I hope he addresses it, figures it out, and leads a great and productive life with decades and decades and decades to go. But in this position, with more damning information coming out, it's just a matter of time. And to me, he's lost that level of respect and that partnership, that coalition, that understanding of responsibility with the job. I don't think every person who ever has been behind the wheel should lose their job. But in this case, under these circumstances, it's just a matter of if. It's a matter, excuse me, it's not a, I don't think it's, I think it's past, let me correct myself. I don't think it's a matter if, it's just a matter when it's going to take place. And maybe it's all the way to the election because he won't step down. I want to hear from you. We've talked about this many times before for all the valid reasons. He's the sheriff of the biggest county in this state. And this is a very legitimate story. We're going to start with Adam and Dan when we come back. But I want to hear from you, phone calls and texts. You should know the number by now. If you don't, 651-461-9226. Has your opinion changed? Are you with me that it's just a matter of time? Are you more accepting? Are you more forgiving? Do you have a personal story yourself you want to share? I take no joy in saying this, but this, the actions he took, the danger to others, the line, he's not going to be reelected. He just isn't. And there's a lot of information to say that it shouldn't take that long, including Hennepin County commissioners. Majority of them are saying he should step down before this new information came out. 651-461-9226. Okay, I said a lot about Sheriff Hutchinson. Plenty of texts coming in. Adam, I want you and Dan to chime in. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, just like, you know, when we went through the furor of the Me Too movement and careers that took down, and how we said as time moved on, you know, there are different levels of violations, and there are different levels of egregiousness. Mm-hmm. This one, to me, first of all, let me just say this. Employment aside, someone who is driving that fast, that drunk, the employment status of said individual is down the line. Not that it's irrelevant, but it's not the top issue in my mind. It's getting that person help, because that is a mm-hmm. decision. This is not one extra glass of wine at dinner, got behind the wheel, drove home, you know, crossed the line, got pulled over, and this is egregious. This is seriously a threat and a danger. So his employment status really is not top of mind for me. It's sure sounds like he needs some help. And again, we're saying that whatever problems he has with alcohol, that's what we need to hope he gets. So, and then whatever happens to his career after that is a blessing, because he's still here, miraculously. When I heard 120 miles an hour, I'm thinking, God, wow, seatbelts really work. And looking at that car, and then I hear he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He survived that. So he is a one lucky individual based on the decisions he made and what happened to him. So I kind of that's where I stand, and I my stance on his position has been is before, and we're getting texts, you know, well, we don't all lose our job if we get arrested for drunk driving. Yeah, but we're all not the sheriff of a major county, and I think that's a different standard there, no matter the egregiousness of the offense, but this one especially. He was a real threat on the road that night, and by grace of God and whatever other power you want to say, nobody else was hurt or killed.
Yeah, Adam's spot on. You know, it's half a miracle that he wasn't hurt worse than he was, and thank God he didn't hurt anybody else in making this bad decision. But it wasn't a singular bad decision. It was a series of bad decisions. It was a series of bad decisions, which probably weren't the first time that he made these sets of bad decisions. And yeah, you and I, do we get fired for a DUI? Probably not, but we're not given the authority and the responsibility.
Well, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced of that in our positions.
No.
Here. I'm not.
Okay, well, you cannot be. I don't think I would be fired if I got a DUI. But we don't have the authority that he has. And
no,
it's a completely different level of position and responsibility than what you and I have. And so the fact that he lied to police officers, that bothers me almost as much as anything else. That they were asking him, you know, were you driving? No, I wasn't driving. Okay, so somebody else was in the vehicle. Where did they go? And
right.
It's night. They're searching for somebody who might be critically injured. I mean, and because you're doing that to try and save your skin, because you knew you were driving and you knew you'd be in big trouble if you get caught driving, you know, and you know you're drunk. To lie to police officers in that situation and waste time and resources trying to find whoever this other person was, to me, is pretty darn egregious. And then the speed, that's the other big thing today. I had no idea he was going that fast. I mean, I knew obviously he was speeding, but that it was 120 miles an hour. I mean, it's such a series of bad judgment calls on his part that, to me, you're 100% right. He's clearly no longer politically viable. You're not winning re-election. So the only question is, are you going to try and, you know, be stubborn and serve out your term, or are you going to get out of the way and let somebody try to do the work that you were trying to do that is politically viable?
And the question is, because of this, is he less effective, Adam, at doing his job? I don't know that, right? Now, the fact that the majority of the Hennepin County commissioners want him out, that the public has questions, I don't know if people in the office, I'm sure many have questions. I don't know if it affects his ability to do his job on a day-in and day-out basis. On messaging, on communicating, as an example, if he wanted to come on right now and give updates on carjacking or other issues related to Hennepin County, he's not doing it, Adam.
Nope.
So a man who used to make himself very visible, like his predecessor, Rich Stanek, was also very visible. Dave's not doing that right now. And that is a part of his job.
And also to Dan's point about how one of the most egregious things is him lying to police. Intoxicated or not, he's lying to authorities, something that,
yes.
Okay, if he's in a spot where we need the truth about what happened, that hurts his credibility significantly. So that is a major problem.
Now let's get to a bunch of texts. You're all extremely ridiculous. We could just stop right there. Adam, do you view yourself as ridiculous or extremely ridiculous?
It depends on the day.
Yeah, that's true. Why would we not allow this individual to finish out his term and let the people either reelect or not reelect him? Who are you all to judge? We're paid to host and to be a part of a radio show where we do a variety of things here, including reacting to important news stories, point out facts, do some reporting, and give opinions. This is not nothing. This isn't new. And by the way, if everyday citizens want to have an opinion about a big story, whether they live in Hennepin County or they live somewhere else or they live in Tucson, Arizona, and they're listening, you're allowed to do it. Some of it might be reason. Some of it might be measured. Some of it might be shrill. You're allowed to have that view. It doesn't carry the same sway as others, but to act like you can't have a view about a dangerous, dangerous story involving the sheriff of Hennepin County is absurd. I'll bet if you were driving the company vehicle that drunk and recklessly, you would indeed be fired. Yeah, see, I'm not. Yeah, Dan and I are split on that one. I think if any of the three of us driving a CCO vehicle, potentially if the blood alcohol level was judged right at the time, double the legal limit, I don't think we'd have our jobs. You guys are spot on. Dave Hutchinson must have had a death wish that night. He needs to go now. A lot of people speculating on this, Adam, on his mental health, mentioning suicide. I have no idea on any of that. There are people I know Dave well, who speak very highly of him as a person, enjoying him as a friend, to depths of his mental health. That is the type of speculation that I think is too far, right? We said measured, reason, shrill, ridiculous. There could be many reasons, including a bad and a powerful addiction issue that he's facing that. So to know definitively about that, I have no idea, and really none of us do. He broke the law while carrying a firearm while intoxicated. That's illegal. Chad, he has to go, and he has to choose to go. The precedent sets if he doesn't cause problems for him, but also future sheriffs, law enforcement, when trying to enforce alcohol-related and speeding offenses. He should think of more than himself. What about that part, Dan, that if you are the lead person of the biggest county, mm-hmm, and you are enforcing this, you are the messenger, you are carrying this out, and you in this position didn't carry that responsibility, and what effect that has on people within your department, and again, just the message it sends to people in Hennepin County.
Well, exactly. And that's why I use the term viability, right? Because you have to remember that the Hennepin County Sheriff's position has been traditionally held by people who, while you don't run as a member of a party for that position, have been traditionally politically conservative. And Hutch is the first one in my life that I can recall that's been more of more progressive bent. And so if you're trying to make changes in Hennepin County, and that's why you were elected, and you're trying to make changes in how that department runs and how that department enforces the law and how it interacts with the community, your viability is a big deal. Your ability to have credibility with that community is a big deal. And if you wreck that with something like this, then you set up a position where if you're going to, I'm hanging on and I'm going to run again, and you know, if you don't elect me, then you don't elect me. Well, fine and well. But whatever agenda you have is not going to be implemented in the meantime. And it certainly isn't going to be going forward because the voters are going to likely vote for the other person who's likely to be of a more conservative bent. So,
Jason DeRoche, when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mr. Channel 4 is here. Jason DeRoche, 4:30 to 7, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday on Channel 4. Jason.
Hello.
I want you to describe the setup from the anchor and the reporter, the video that I saw early this morning, and the three of us and many others chiming in about this on Twitter and other social media.
Well, you are a tremendous social media influencer. Actually, it was Adam who tweeted that.
Yes.
In fact.
Adam sparked the conversation.
He did. He did.
He sparks a lot of things, too.
Well, that's what I hear. So, storm watch type coverage at a small television station in West Virginia. Anchor throws it out to a reporter live on the scene covering a storm. Snow, like ice, snow, that sort of a deal. She's doing her live shot. And all of a sudden, they're in the double box where you see the anchor and the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, she says, I've been hit by a car. She gets hit by a car live on the air.
Normal thing when you're watching TV to see a reporter hit by a car.
So you hear it. You see her go down. The screen sort of goes black. I think the camera got knocked over. And she barely misses a beat. She's like, I was hit by a car.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment where the anchor says, well, first time that's probably happened on TV.
She was amazing.
Well, then she picks up the camera on the tripod, uprights it, and continues talking. And you hear her say, she's like, I'm okay. This happened to me when I was in college.
That's actually not the first time I've been hit by a car.
It's my favorite part that Adam pointed out. Wow. I also got hit by a car in college.
How does that happen? But then she also is checking on the driver of the car. Yes. Are you okay? Are you all right? Now, in all of this, the anchor did miss his opportunity to ask that as his opener. That might have been the best opening question. Are you okay?
Then he's asking her, did you get hit up down low or up high? Or
it wasn't
he
his
is
finest.
Showing
not his finest, I'm sure.
He is showing so little concern. It is stunning. Now, you explain. So let's remind folks again. She's on the scene by herself. It's not like she's got a team of five people. She set up the camera. So she's there.
And she's now doing. So today, TV reporters are able to do live shots using like a backpack style unit. So you plug your camera into the backpack, you hit two buttons on the backpack, and it sends your signal right into the control room. We don't do that in this town. You don't have people alone on a live shot. But you do have people shooting stories by themselves. That does happen here.
So explain for me what anchor guy is seen or not seen, because this guy is either the most cold-hearted person I've ever seen in my life, or he just didn't see it. I just can't imagine you're doing a report, and the reporter gets hit by a car, and he is showing a minuscule amount of compassion. I think Adam set the number 0 to 10, included a couple other of our friends on Twitter, Chris Eggert and Rena Sargentopoulos.
Yep.
And Adam set the number at 1.5, and I quickly went on concern level. I went under right away. It's like he doesn't care at all.
I think, I mean, I don't know this guy. I don't know. I can't. He certainly, his expression of concern was a zero. I mean, I don't think. Here's what he said. So he was on Twitter, sort of responding to Keith Olbermann.
Clean up.
And like the whole world is coming for this guy.
Yeah, Olbermann is crushing him.
Yes. Which.
He's never had any issues.
No, I mean, if Keith Olbermann, yeah.
Talk about making the right call every time.
Way to just take Huntington, West Virginia guy and just roast him.
Yeah.
You know, Olby, you could maybe just sit this one out. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anchor guy says that on his camera he had a teleprompter. There was no monitor on the camera. That the monitor was about 20 yards away or something, off to the side. So I will say that that is very believable. So in our control room, we have, or in our studio, we have monitors right under the camera lens, but it's probably, I don't know, 21-inch TV. It's not that big. And sometimes the camera is 20 feet away from you trying to get like a certain shot. So there are times that it is difficult for me to see exactly what's happening on the air. So he maybe saw movement, saw that she went down. Now, sometimes as an anchor, you're not processing. Some people, I should say, maybe don't focus enough on what is happening on the screen. Right? So maybe you're looking at whatever the next story is you're going to do. Maybe somebody's in your ear. Like, there are reasons. That said, like, he did a bad job.
Terrible.
It's somewhat. I'm giving him a big benefit of the doubt, put it that way.
I think you're giving him the benefit as a brother.
Too much? Am I being too kind? Should I roast him?
In your group.
Should I just take him and just absolutely destroy this guy?
Well, I don't think you have to do that. But, I mean, Adam, there's just got to be the heart in you, the decency in you.
I think he just didn't.
Even if you're not seeing it.
I think he didn't get it. He didn't understand that she was actually, like, I think maybe he thought she was brushed or maybe he didn't process or.
I believe that because any human being who sees that clearly and does not react, like, with a, oh, my God, there's no way he saw that. I'm gonna side with Anchor Guy, too.
Yeah, I
side with compassion.
As always, who is more a voice for compassion? Yes. The voice for the voiceless. That's you, Chad Hartman.
Yes, that's me.
That is you. It's beautiful.
If people want
let's
see
again,
this video.
Yeah, I would say go to Adam's Twitter.
Yes.
AC830.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, a show with better production value might have actually played the audio from this instead of having me paint a word picture. But
I thought about this.
She's got the great Philly accent too. I mean, she's the star of the show for sure.
Yeah,
and she says she's like, it's my last week on the job.
Yes,
but it turned out she was already hired in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. I mean, her hometown. So she had a big promotion coming.
She might be on the Today Show by tomorrow. Gosh. I mean,
Ellen.
Well, she probably will be as a guest, right?
Oh, for sure. Like, don't you want her on the Ellen Show and give her, like, here's your check for $10,000 courtesy of, you know, Bob's Safety Vest Company or something like that, you know?
And as she leaves, she's run over by another car.
Third time. It's the third time.
Exactly. All right, Dan, grab the audio if you want. I debated. I just didn't know if the audio was going to work.
Yeah. Why would
without
it?
Just, why would that just work? The video of her getting up. So I'm good. You know, yeah. I mean, she's so good.
The three of us will talk this out and we'll plan it for you after the break.
Exactly.
In Dunbar and Torrey, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Jory.
Woo! We're all good. Are you okay? I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Jory?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're okay?
You are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you.
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were
specifically
bumped in,
to me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from the looking at
That's where I went a little off the rails.
I don't even. Okay. Do you know that?
You guys are giving this guy way too much credit.
Once he figured it out, he was like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you sure you're okay?
He came around.
Just took him a minute. I mean, the old brain doesn't process at the level, you know, a professional major market media personality like myself does. That's all.
I think, Jason, you have to be a scientist when somebody says, I just get hit by a car.
She was talking.
Was talking. She said right away, I'm all right. I'm okay.
It's kind of a panicked laughter, but.
She's a veteran of car crashes.
That's right.
She knew what to do.
Can we also point out the professionalism and the fact she didn't swear on the air when she had the opportunity?
Oh, I'll tell you, if a car crashed into me, you would need to be ready on the delay.
Right?
Yeah. Carter, two of us wouldn't be so forgiving of the person who ran us down either. Thank you.
It's all
Thank
good.
You. No,
it's
I'm
all
good.
Good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all fine. Thanks for asking. Thanks for stopping. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for watching. Big fan.
Yeah. Adam, he sounds like a made-up anchor.
Oh, the line is so good.
The first thing he said was amazing.
What was it again?
Well, first time for you getting hit on TV.
Well, it's the first time for everything.
All right.
Let's go to weather now.
I mean, just the quintessential uncomfortable, if I'm in the prompter lane, I'm good, but wait a second, I have to pivot now? What the hell am I going to do with this fake voice? Oh, God, it was good. At AC830. You're required to check that out right now, at AC830 right now on Twitter. Okay, so the vaccine / testing mandate kicks in Minneapolis and St. Paul last night. It's the middle of January. It's 500 below. January is not a good month. How do we balance this out? And Adams played the audio. I didn't hear it live, but I know Josh Toma was on with Vanita, and Josh Toma's been involved in so many places. Smack Shack among those right now.
Yeah.
And he mentioned they're down 50% from a week ago. Is that notable enough for you? Do we know? What conclusions can we reach after one simple day?
Nothing. You can't read anything into it. It was freezing cold last night.
Yes.
It was a Wednesday night. I heard plenty of restaurant owners, some contacted me last night and said, you know what? I thought it was going to be terrible. And we had one of the busiest nights we've had all month. So it's hard to know. I think there were some people like me that were actively out to make sure we were supporting the restaurants. I don't, you know, the mandate, the law, I don't care. It's not, take it up with the mayors. It's not up to me. What I could do was go and support restaurants, and I went out. And, you know, I have a hard time knowing, like, was it a good night? Was it a bad night? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's freezing cold. There are still people who are quarantining because of Omicron. So who knows? There are other places that it was a gonzo night. I did hear from some people who work in the restaurant industry who don't own it, who went to a number of restaurants, and they were saying it did seem slow. But it's just hard to tell. We'll know after a week. And frankly, like, if these mayors are really looking at where we are at with Omicron, you know, we'll see if they do what they said they would do, which is get rid of it when the cases go down.
For sure.
But you can't,
right, Adam,
know.
This is a little bit.
Do you believe, Adam,
no, go ahead, Jay.
It's just hard to know from a restaurant owner perspective. What do you compare this week's sales data to?
That's just it. I mean, this time of year, too. I will say this. I talked to someone who pre-gamed at a very popular bar or restaurant ahead of the Casey Musgraves concert last night in St. Paul. There was no checking of vaccine status.
And how do we feel about that? Do we think, like, I know this is maybe controversial, but I feel like the mandate is the thing, and it's hard for me to get too excited about whether or not someone's enforcing it.
Well, I'm conflicted in that because it was the same thing for me on the mask situation at restaurants. Unless you were egregiously defying it and putting it out there on Facebook or TikTok or whatever, nobody knew. So if it doesn't have some teeth into it, does it really matter? But then where's Minneapolis going to come up with these people or St. Paul to all of a sudden be the vaccine testing police, and they're going to be checking on you on a regular basis? They don't exist.
I mean, I have a stop sign at the end of my block, and I stop at it, even though there's no one watching. So I think most people observe the mandate. Most people are doing the right thing. And I think we spend way too much time worrying about what everybody else is doing, and people should maybe control themselves. That's what I think. I get it, but like you know what? If they don't check, don't go back if you don't like it. Like, I'm not going to go do a story about Bob's Burgers who didn't check. I don't care. It's the mayors who put this into place, and send your complaints to the mayors. Now, if no one's checking, then I'm maybe a little concerned, but one place or another, I'm not.
Jason DeRusha, to hell with public health. I think that's what
exactly. I don't care about you.
Do not tweet my comments from this segment. Thank you.
Jason, 437, 9 to 10, Channel 4. Adams News is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.